Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks City Council considers an ordinance tonight that would change the order of its meetings. The ordinance scheduled for public hearing and vote would move general public comments further down the agenda. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Mayor Jim Matherly says the ordinance that he and Councilman Jonathan Bagwell co-sponsored will make more efficient use of the council's time by enabling its members to get to work sooner on items listed on the agenda.
Public comment, which usually is at the very beginning of the meeting, it would move it farther down the agenda so it would come up right against council members' comments.
Matherly says the new order of doing business during meetings would enable council members to get to work on specific agenda items first instead of waiting until after what are often a series of 5-minute comments of a general nature about non-agenda items.
And that way, people who wanted to speak towards an important resolution or something that we're working on early in the night can do it out of respect for their time, and then everyone else can follow suit farther down.
The mayor says the change also would enable council members to address issues not related to specific agenda items soon after a member of the public raises those concerns, instead of revisiting an issue that was raised at the beginning of the meeting hours later near the end of the session.
It's a way to clean it up. It's a way to make it more efficient and get to the work of the city early on into the meeting.
Tonight's meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 at City Hall, and because the ordinance is still pending, public comments will still be allowed early in the meeting, right after the Pledge of Allegiance. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and it's the first time it's being marked in Alaska since Governor Bill Walker signed legislation this summer, making it an official state holiday. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is holding the first of what's planned to be an annual event highlighting Alaska Native cultures. UAF Vice Chancellor of Rural Community and Native Education, Yvonne Peter, says it arose out of UA system-wide support.
We had a groundswell of student government organizations, formal resolutions from UAS and UAF student bodies, and then later the Staff Alliance and the Faculty Alliance submitting letters to President Johnson encouraging the recognition within the UA system. And President Johnson did sign a memo saying we're going to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day in alignment with what came out of the state government.
A range of presentations and activities are scheduled for UAF's first annual Indigenous Peoples Day celebration. The program begins at Trothiata Park with a blessing this afternoon, followed by a full agenda at the Wood Center.
We'll have a faculty and Native student organization student panel on the topic of what is Indigenous Peoples Day, why are we celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. We'll have some local Dena Athabascan elders sharing a little bit about this land and this place and the context of where we're at on Trothiata Hill in particular, but in the interior. A screening of a Northern Lights film that substantively is rooted in Inupiaq perspectives. There'll be finger foods and some traditional foods around 6 p.m., and then we'll also have Native arts and crafts tables, as well as get to learn some about the Indigenous studies programs we have here at UAF.
Peter says the evening program features Native dancing and singing, comments from community leaders, and UAF professors who will speak in 3 Alaska Native languages.
Gwich'in, Yupik, and Inupiaq.
He says the university is an appropriate venue for an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration, as it brings people together from across the state.
We serve a really broad swath of the state. And we have, I think, something like 13 Indigenous languages that are a part of that geographic spread. And so not only is UAF an institution here in Fairbanks, or Tanun is what we call it in Gwich'in, but we also have these different campuses spread out throughout the state.
Peter says UAF has been investing in Alaska Native education and research over the last several decades, and today offers everything from a certificate in tribal management to a PhD in Indigenous studies. Snow accumulated overnight in some Fairbanks area hills, and more is anticipated tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Bartus says a second low pressure system pushing west to east across the interior is forecast to bring additional snowfall.
The current thinking is the highest potential will be in the hills north and east of town.
A winter weather advisory says total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches are expected mainly above the valley floor, with localized amounts up to 8 inches above 1,500 feet in the hills north and east of Fairbanks. Bartus says this week's successive storms are characteristic of a pattern typical to fall and early winter.
Bering Sea storm pattern, where we'll start to see a lot more flow coming in off the Bering Sea and the West Coast.
Bartus says the rest of the week is forecast to be wet, but that warming temperatures from Wednesday on mean precipitation will fall as rain. I'm Dan Bross.